Good morning. How are you doing today? You guys doing good? Man, are you guys awake? So let me say this. What's up? Ah, now you guys are up. I gotcha. I hear you. Thanks for coming this morning. My name is Sam Rose. I'm the pastor here at Delaware Christian Church. And I'm so thankful that you're here with us today. As we continue, last week I preached on the importance of relationship, and today we'll continue with what I see as like on this 5,000 square foot house called relationship, the foundation. You know, it is important, and one of those bricks on the foundation is loyalty that we'll be talking about today. Loyalty, very important when it comes to relationship. The Bruno Mars song that we just heard and sang along says this: find out what we are made of when we are called to help out our friends in need. Are you the kind of friend that you can be counted on? You can count it upon? Are you the kind of person that are loyal to someone to the point that when that person needs you, you'll be right there to rescue them or to be there with them? It doesn't matter what the circumstance is. You're just so loyal, so friendly, so like for that person that you're like, hey, it doesn't matter where you are at. It doesn't matter what you have done. I'll be right there. Are you that kind of person? Do you have that one individual in your life where you can look at and say, hey, this is my loyal friend. It doesn't matter how bad I mess up. I know that she or he will be there for me. Do you have that person in your life? One of the shows that like Laura and I, my wife and I, loves to watch is called The Blacklist. And if you have watched The Blacklist before, you'll be familiar with this. There's one main character. His name is Red Reddington. He's a clever guy, right? And doesn't have always the commendable character, but nevertheless, he's one of the main characters of the show. But beside him, there is this one guy. His name is Dembe. He's always faithful and loyal to Red. It doesn't matter what the stuff that Red is doing, if it's good or bad, he's always there for his friend. If Red is in trouble and about to die, Dembe is there to help him out. If Red is having a good time, Dembe is there to help him out. If Red is about to make a mistake, Dembe is there and say like, hey, Ray Reddington, you better think twice before you go on doing this, giving him advice. In one of the last episodes that we watched, Dembe became disloyal to Red. And I was watching the show. I was like, I don't want to watch this show anymore. Because the only reason I was watching the show, because this relationship was developing there. And I was like heartbroken when I saw the lack of loyalty being displayed on that relationship. The betrayal, the lies, and all that. It was like, what? I felt it. By the end of the show, you find out that there's a lot of things going on, and Dembe was not really being disloyal to his friend. But here's what I have found out lately, is that relationships are very easy to break. And disloyalty is one of those things that breaks relationship. So the question still remains, are you loyal? Are you a loyal person? Are you loyal to your relationships? Loyalty is just like doing regular to a relationship with what a regular maintenance is for a car, right? About a few years back, Laura and I had this Buick minivan, and one morning I was driving to college, and there was no brakes, so I was, you know, just pressing the e-brake on the side e-brake, you know. Have you ever driven a car where you got a brake with the little e-brake? It's not fun. So I'm driving, so I got to the mechanic, and I stopped there, and he's like, hey, Sam, I explained to him what's going on. He's like, how long have it been since you made an inspection? Have you looked at the oil at all? I was like, brake oil? I didn't know that existed, you know. He's like, Sam, when was the last time you checked the pads? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not making this up. That's the kind of guy I am, right? And all the guys are looking here like, you're not a man. But anyways, so I get in there and I'm explaining to him. So he's talking to me and he's like, Sam, when was the last time you changed the oil in your car? And I was like, dude, I don't change oils, you know? He's like, so he looked at me and he's like, did you expect your car to keep on functioning well without the maintenance and the care and the necessary maintenance and the care that a car is needed? And I looked at him and I was like, yeah. Reality is that what is true to the car, to the brakes of that van or the engine of any equipment that you have, it is also true to relationships, that proper function requires constant attention, maintenance, and care. Constant. And loyalty is one of those necessary components for your relationships to function well, to function properly, for you to have healthy and good relationship. And that's the theme for you today. Loyalty is one of the necessary components, parts for your relationships to function properly. Loyalty makes relationship long-lasting and fruitful. So the question is, are you a loyal person? Is there someone in your life that you identify him or her as a loyal person? Is there someone that when I say the word loyal, your mind runs to it? God has created us as social beings. Our relationships are fundamental to who we are as an individual. We cannot be truly human without being in relationship with someone else. And that is really because God created us in his image. And without loyalty, those relationships cannot survive, just can't thrive. So the Bible is clear about that and speaks in several occasions. And I'll read some of them for you this morning. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 tells us this. Never let your loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep in your heart. I love that. The author of Proverbs is telling us, listen, this is a mark of a Christian. This is a mark of a godly person. You write that in your heart. You don't let go. You hold on to loyalty and kindness. Proverbs chapter 19 tells us this. Loyalty makes a person attractive. It is better to be poor than dishonest. I love the word attractive. You know why? Because it describes me, right? I'm joking. I talk about the word attractive because it reminds of something that it pulls you to it. It catches your attention. It's something that you crave and wants it, right? Attractive. Loyalty makes a person attractive. And all along we think that clothing and all the other stuff makes us attractive. And the Bible is telling us, man, do you want to be someone that people want around? Be loyal. Loyalty attracts people. It's like a magnetic force. The next verse tells us this. Proverbs 17:17, a true friend is always loyal. Not sometimes, not most of the time, not 10% of the time, not 99% of the time either. Always loyal. Are you a loyal friend? Are you a loyal person? Have you been disloyal to somebody? Loyalty impacts people's life. And 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7 tells us this. When he told me, and Paul is telling this to the Corinthian church, when he told me how much you were looking forward to my visit and how sorry you were about what had happened to me and about your loyalty and warm love for me, well, I overflowed with joy. Loyalty brings joy to people's life. I don't know if you have paid attention to this, but loyalty is at the core of the Ten Commandments. Think, for example, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord has brought you. I mean, if you think about that, that is loyalty within family, which is the basis for society, right? That holds society together. Family has been attacked much lately. If you think about the other commands from the Ten Commandments, do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not lie, do not covet. This is all about the, as if God was telling Moses, write it down there. Tell the people, be loyal to one another. Don't allow any of these things to come between you and your friend, you and your spouse, you and your neighbor, you and your co-worker. Nothing ought to be more important or prominent in your life than relationships, than people. And so many times in our lives, we find ourselves being disloyal and breaking relationship because we allow these words, these actions to take place in our lives. The New Testament goes even farther to say that loyalty describes the relationship between Jesus and the church. And when we think about that friend who has always been there for us, it doesn't matter where we are or the things that's going on in our lives. And here's the thing, Jesus has been that, is that, and will always be that loyal friend. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what you're going to do. He will going to be there for you. If you're in the middle of the sea, you don't have to worry about it. He will be there to rescue you. I think the cross demonstrates through actions that Jesus is a loyal friend. That doesn't matter what you have done, he'll be there. You know, like by now you probably get that I don't speak good English, right? And for people who doesn't speak good English, definition of words is a lot, means a lot, right? So loyalty is like a word that I need to define, right? My vocabulary is important for me, and when I went to look for loyalty and get a definition for it, this is what I found out. Loyalty means to be faithful. It is remaining committed to those whom God has brought into our lives and has called us to serve in good times or in difficult times. It is developing this alliance and respect for one another. And not seeking to manipulate the other person. I like that part of loyalty. The loyalty is not, you're not sticking with that person because you want something out of it or because you can benefit from it. It is not about you benefiting, it is about that person benefiting from your relationship with him or her. But in today, in our culture, we are encouraged to consistently be looking for the next best relationship. The relationship that's going to fit most to your best interest, right? So if this person doesn't fit in on what you need at the time, you scratch that person and you go get the next one. If that might be a boss in a workplace, a individual is not doing 100%, and instead of being loyal to the individual, invest in that person's life, it is very easy just to quit, to fire that individual. It's easy to forget the value of loyalty and commitment, especially in relationships. But God teaches us the importance of remaining true to those we love and to those who God has brought us to them and them to us. And when it comes to loyalty, there is always a word that is married to loyalty, and it's the word commitment. You can't be committed to someone if you're not loyal to them. You can't be loyal to someone if you're not committed to them. And true loyalty erases something that is very prominent in the nation that we live today, which is double-mindedness, having this double mind. James talks perfectly about that in James chapter 1, verse 8, when he says that we are not to be double-minded towards God, that those who are double-minded is unstable in their affections and their loyalty. Write that down, James chapter 1, verse 8. You can read that at home. It is easy in this unstable society that we have today because of the double-mindedness. We see people having like this one feelings and attitude towards a person today and then tomorrow having a completely different feeling towards that same person. I believe that the lack of loyalty and the practice of double-mindedness have caused us to have this unstable society. People feel one way about their friends and boyfriends and husband and children, and then the next day they're completely different feelings. It can change from love and warmth and affection to anger, criticism, and rejection like that. Loyalty keeps that from happening. That's why I believe that we ought to cultivate loyal hearts. That we ought to train our minds to be loyal minds, and our mouth to speak it out words of loyalty within our relationships. So this morning, I'm going to invite my friend Dan Vogrop to come forward and share the pulpit with me. Dan is one of the elders here at Delaware Christian Church, and he's also a counselor. He's studying to do counseling, did a lot of counseling studies, and he's on his master's, working on his master right now. And we will have a little bit of a conversation here on loyalty and learn from a couple of lessons of the Bible on loyalty. I think there's two very important stories in the Bible that talks about loyalty. I think the first one you find in 1 Samuel chapter 18. You can explore that also at home. Chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, we see Jonathan being faithful to his friend David. And we'll talk more a little bit about that. But also in John chapter 13, verses 36 and 38, we see Jesus being faithful to Peter. And there are some lessons that we learn from that. And me and Dan, who has experience in guiding people through some difficulties when it comes to loyalty, we'll talk about those lessons that we learn about that and really try to share a new light and maybe get you to have a better and new understanding and on loyalty and the importance of it. Thanks, Dan, for helping me out.
You almost My pleasure.
Had lagging of it there. Look at you. No, I was joking. Then any remarks you'd like to make before we really dive into this?
Well, when you asked me to be involved in this particular lesson with loyalty, and there are really the three things that kind of stood out to me that kind of kept coming back over and over again, which is loyalty is about being available to the other person, being there in good times and bad, always being available. Another one was loving the other family member or friend unconditionally. You know, you may not always love what they are involved in or what's going on in their lives or whatever, but loving them unconditionally is such a key part of loyalty. And the last one that really came to mind was being trustworthy. You know, that trustworthy is the foundation, and it takes time. It doesn't just happen automatically, you know.
Yeah, like a couple of things you said, like the unconditional love is not about what the person is doing, it's about what you offering to the person, it's just being there, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to love people unconditionally when you don't get anything back, right? Mm-hmm. Most of our idea of love is like, I'm loving you so I can get some love back. But the idea of here is like, no, you just love that person no matter what. Right. I like that. Another thing you said that really triggers my mind is like trustworthiness, you know. Like we talk about gaining people trust, but we expect that to be like a split at the moment, right? It's like blinking. Oh, you should trust me, and it's like no, trust takes some time, right? And I think that's I like that. Thank you, sir. When we look at these examples here, the Bible, First Samuel chapter 18, verse 1-4, we see that Jonathan had everything that he. Every right to be jealous on David. I don't know if you guys remember the story, but King Saul had a son. His name is Jonathan. And Saul was the king of Israel, and he messed up a couple of different times. He really disobeyed God. And one of those times, the prophet Samuel came to him and said, hey, you're not longer going to be king. Someone else is going to pick up the place. And here you have Jonathan hearing all this message from the prophet of God saying, hey, your kid's not going to be king. And so instead of being rebellious and really freak out about it, he accepted that message. And after David killed Goliath, he came to David and said, like, hey, we are together on this. I'm one mind, one soul with you. you know, whatever you will, I will be there for you. But he had every right not to like David, who was the anointed one by God to take on the position of Saul. But he, instead of being jealous, he accepted God's promise of kingship to David and became David's friend, a loyal friend. And then also on Jesus' story with Peter, Peter on chapter 13 really denied Jesus three times. Like, the you know, I like to call that a kind of a betrayal, right? Mm-hmm. Here's Jesus being loyal through all, you know, the years with the disciples. And when I really counted on it, Jesus was in trouble. He needed someone to pick him up. And he was counting probably on Peter to be there for him. And Peter was not, and denied him. But right after the resurrection, they had breakfast by the ocean. And Jesus come to Peter and say, hey, I'm loyal to you. Can you take care of my people? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And Peter was like, yes, yes, yes. And the third time that Jesus asked him, you know, Peter got annoyed with Jesus and was like, come on, Jesus, and you know everything. And Jesus was like, so go take care of my people for me. So we see that Jesus and Jonathan was loyal to the end. So there are some lessons that we learned from these passages here, which I will encourage you to read those passages at home. And the first lesson that we learn from this here is that loyalty does not hesitate. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's in relationships, you have a choice. You know, you can hesitate, and you can, depending on what's going on, you can run in opposite direction, or you can run into that. And if it's a true loyal relationship, there is no hesitation. You're automatically in no matter what. And you are focused on it. You're there immediately. There is none. So, as Jonathan and David, he was there immediately. So he was there right after all that happened. And so that's such a critical part, is the action steps.
Yes, as we're talking about this, it reminds me of Jonathan has a bare armor, and loyalty is a learned thing, right? You gotta learn to be loyal. Loyalty, you're not born like with loyalty, and you learn. And Jonathan learned loyalty from his bear, armor bearer, which was a guy who stayed with the king and the king's son, and carried all the weapons and all the stuff that they would need in a war. So there is a specific passage on 1 Samuel chapter 14 where Jonathan, the Israelites, is hiding away. Saul and the Israelites is hiding away. And Jonathan is not ready to just sit back. And he looks at his armor bearer and say, hey, we're going to go against all these people in the camp. So, and the armor bearer was like, without hesitation, it was like, let's do it. It was a suicide mission. Basically, it was two guys versus 100 Philistine, and the armor bearer, you know, like, he was loyal. He loved the guy, and I love what he says here on verse 7. He says this: his armor bearer said to Jonathan, do all that is in your heart. Do as you wish. Behold, I'm with your heart and your soul. And they both went to battle. And the good thing here is that he did not hesitate it. And Jonathan was successful because of the partnership of a loyal person towards him. Hesitation is, don't hesitate if you're loyal, right?
Absolutely.
The next thing that we learn is that loyalty is what you do and not what you say. I know we both talked about that. Talk is cheap, right? While it's important to tell people time to time that you are like, hey, I'm with you on this. I'm loyal to you. Trust me, I'm loyal to you. Words just can't go so far. Action is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is by far, all the things we talked about so far has always involved action. You know, stopping what you're doing, getting involved, going, being available. Just everything has to do with action. So,
I remember one time being stuck in the middle of the night with a flat tire and calling a friend. You know, and he's like, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, I need your help. And he's like, I'll be right there. And it wasn't his word of being right there that brought peace to me. It was the time that he showed up. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It was like, until then, I was like, how many other people should I call? You know, it's like, every 10 minutes, should I call somebody else? It wasn't his words. It was showing up. I really remember that day, and which drives us to the next lesson we learned from this passage that we were talking about, and that is very important on loyalty, which is decision. You know, loyalty is a willing decision. It is something that is in you. It is not something that someone else can put in you. It's something that it is you aligning to the understanding of your responsibilities on that relationship. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, the willingness of being loyal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in some of my studies, I was reading through Caring for People God's Way and talked about Daniel in Daniel 1 verse 8, where Daniel resolved in his heart that he would not defile himself. And it's about making that heart decision to be involved, to get there, and it starts there. And, you know, those are decisions that as you have Christ in your heart, that strengthens that he came, he put himself on the cross, he was loyal to God's plan, and ultimately that's what where we need to be is where in our starts with our hearts.
That was a question then that we talked about. This is related to this part, which is what steps should someone take to make loyalty function better, stronger, and faster, even in times of uncertainty and stress. I have found myself in many times in relationships being in a stress situation, not knowing how to be loyal. Should I be loyal? Should I not be loyal? And the willingness, the decision there, there's a lot of factors there. And I think, you have so much good information to share about that. So,
yeah, loyalty, it starts with not running any further, not running away from those relationships that you want to build loyalty. In James 1, 19 through 25, speaks to deceiving oneself is not only a hearer, but a doer. So being, again, going back to that action. But then also, my wife and I were part of a conference yesterday for blended families, and one of the pastors named Tim, he talked about Ephesians 4, 17, and really putting off or stop the old way of life. Stop being unloyal. Stop those behaviors that are, the opportunities that you have to be disloyal or not being available, and put on, as it says in Ephesians 4, put on, starting living who you are in Christ and how he wants you to put on and to do so.
When I think the opposite of this of loyalty is, indifferent, being indifferent towards someone or inconsistent on that relationship, or disloyal, which, faithless, undependable, lying lips, just lying and acting with dishonesty. And it is a decision to stop to do all of those things, right? I thanks for that. But that causes challenges. Loyalty is a challenging thing, right? I think one of the things that we don't really get sometimes in relationships is that we have responsibilities within those relationships. And loyalty in that causes some pain and sometimes in some suffering. And we did talk about that. And Jesus, on his relationship towards you and I and towards Peter, he knew of his responsibilities. And we talked about that as we were studying together on this. Like, God's will becomes the basis for loyalty, right? So we need to know, why is it that God put us in those relationships and what are our responsibilities in there?
Yeah, it's spending time with God and knowing what his direction is. It's in his word, it's through prayer, through other relationships, having discussion like we've had, seeing what relationships are most important. We've talked about prioritizing but loyalty is a challenge ultimately. It is something that you have to resolve in your heart and move forward with it. Bitterness could be one of those things where you're holding on to bitterness and you are towards that other person. Could be in your family, a friend, whoever it may be. It's moving towards forgiveness instead of bitterness.
Good. That's a good one. One of the questions that we talked about was, in which situation should I, one, not be loyal to? Because when that challenges, so many times we are asking that question, whoa, should I be loyal to this person? Should I be loyal to this person? You know, and even on the priority aspect of the challenge on relationships, it's like, to what level should I be loyal to someone, right? In my life, I reap so many consequences for the mistakes I made because I was putting priorities, like I was not making, putting my priorities right. So in relationships that I should be invested, like have one on a scale of 1 to 10, I should be 1 on loyalty with them. I was like a 10, you know, and when I should be a 10, I was like a 1. And that can flip things around and cause a lot of pain and suffering. In what situations should we be or not be loyal to someone?
You know, it's a tricky, each relationship is so different. Mm-hmm. But as most counselors will say, if there's any type of physical or emotional harm being done, you know, it's seeking help. You know, that's the first and foremost. If you need to get out right away, if there's a imminent danger, then it's important to get out. But ultimately, you know, could that relationship be reconciled in the future? Absolutely. With God, anything is possible. So, you know, it's time and rebuilding that trust at times that could bring that relationship back. But
so you're saying it's not about breaking that relationship?
I mean, there may be times when you need to, but there are other times when maybe that relationship needs to be reprioritized and decide on, okay, until we can rebuild that trust, you know, there could be addiction issues, there could be, you know, like I said, physical or emotional damage are there. So there are some times when that level of loyalty is still there at a 1 or a 2 on a scale, but it can be built back to a 10 at some point if it can be reconciled. So
when we talk about the priorities, and we really talk in the next point we make here is loyalty will involve sacrifice. I think loyalty is never easy. You know, Jesus' loyalty towards God's plan and towards you and I cost him his life on the cross of Calvary. Sometimes a loyalty to my friend who came to rescue me in the middle of the night cost him sleep time, you know. Talk to me a little bit about sacrifice and loyalty there.
I think, just like you said, one of the words that also comes with loyalty is dependability. And faithfulness, as you mentioned earlier. So, are you being dependable? Are you available? We've talked about. So
would you say the biggest sacrifice in loyalty is dependability?
It very well could be, you know, but there always, when it comes to loyalty, there will be some type of sacrifice, you know, as Jesus had on the cross. You know, he was loyal, but there was, you know, he had to go through the process there.
And the last lesson that we take from this passage is really loyalty to God will be rewarded. We talked a lot about loyalty between relationships, but reality is in the Bible that if you're not loyal to God, you're most likely not going to be loyal to people around you. I mean, your relationship with God determines what kind of relationship you have with people. And so not having a relationship with God could be tricky in how to live your life on earth. But loyalty to God is important too. And we see that biblically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's of the top priority. I mean, that's where you need to start. I mean, if it starts, you start there, you build that loyalty to him as he has shown you loyalty throughout your life. Or if you're not aware of it yet, he is waiting and wanting to love you. And he's the utmost in loyalty as far as to us. And I know personally I've been through many different challenges in life, but the one loyal relationship I've had throughout my entire life has been that relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Is in my awareness of it or not. And at times he was knocking at the door saying, you know, this is not where you need to be. Or this is a relationship that maybe needs to be pushed down on the priority scale. So, that's ultimately where it all begins.
How would you find that your loyalty towards Jesus? What is some steps there that you think it is important to show loyalty to Jesus?
Yeah, I think ultimately it's being, as we talked about, if it's that availability. You know, am I putting myself in situations to make myself available for his service to those around me? I mean, ultimately, he wants us to be, to show love as he has showed us love. And so if we're not available to show that love in those opportunities when they arise, and every day it comes in many different ways.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate you coming here and helping me with this message. I hope that was instructive enough for you to start thinking a little bit about this very important topic on loyalty. Let me pray for us. Jesus, loyalty is learned. And you are our best demonstration of being loyal. You left everything that you had to come down on earth and not only speak of loyalty, but to demonstrate it. To the Bible talks over and over and over again of a God who will not forsake us, that of a God who's going to be there for us, and a God who will always rescue us in times of need. So your incarnation and your sacrifice is not only speaking it out, but you're living it out. I pray that we'll be the same kind of people who will only be speaking, assuring people of our loyalty towards them, but that we would live a life of loyalty. Jesus, we want to have healthy and inspiring relationship, and loyalty is a very important component of that. Help us to be loyal and to live loyal life. It's in your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.